Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact myself, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977. Or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com.
Hi, this is Ryan.
Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen.
Over Washington Mountain.
John, how are you?
Three words, tryptophan.
Yes, tryptophan. I see that you've made it. Now, is that a black eye you have from an elbow in the Black Friday shopping, or what's going on there?
No, that was from our daughter, Harley, because Mom got everything done online. For the first time in the modern history of our family, we did not go out. Well, she had work today, too.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I can understand that. We made it through, made the kids do the turkey trot, but it's been busy. We've worked right up till Wednesday night. You know, I think we got kind of what happens with our real estate market sometimes is we kind of get a shot of that warmer weather where, I mean, granted, we had the wind to deal with last week, but we get up there and gets into the 60s again, and it's easy to look at houses. And I tell you what, we were going crazy, you know, right up till late Wednesday night and back at it. So things are moving and going well, and I always say this time of year, you know, if we're putting homes on the market, we take our pictures as fast as possible because snow could be anywhere around the corner, and we don't like snow pictures.
Yeah. That looks great for a Christmas card, but not when you're trying to sell your house.
Not so good for trying to sell the house. Yeah. So, well, we always like to start off with a little bit of national news, kind of a reflection of what's going on. Nationally, we still see the trend to be down. It has not gotten that much better. This coming Tuesday, kind of the market leader for determining house values, the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, is going to be released. And Zillow, one of the big sites that we use, put our homes and stuff on, they're really predicting that you're going to see the 20 city composite home price index go down an additional 3.2% on a year-over-year basis. So what's happening is the pace has slowed. Mm-hmm. So the pace of the downward spiral has slowed nationally, but we are still headed down. It's still looking like there's going to be some home value depreciation. What we've got coming up is unemployment and negative equity still remain pretty high. And what's happened is on a national level, the pace of the foreclosures had slowed down quite a bit because they had what we talked about on the show, that robo-signing controversy. Mm-hmm. That's where you just had basically automatic signatures off, and the documents were, a lot of documents were foreclosed improperly. And so as they went through that, there was kind of a moratorium on foreclosures for a while. Well, what that did is kind of has a buildup now of some of that bank inventory that we're going to see come back on the market at a normal pace. Mm-hmm. And continue that. So national level, still looking a little crazy out there. Once again, though, here locally, luckily, though, we've been down, you know, on the number of transactions. We're not seeing that type of price depreciation in our market here. It's just been fabulous. So kind of taking that and giving a perspective with our local numbers, for instance, through the end of October, all of our numbers tabulated through the end of last month, we were at 2,379 sales. Mm-hmm. Now, compared to 2010, like we talked about on the show before, that is down a little bit. That's down about 16% year to year over 2010. In 2010, we were at about 2,818. Mm-hmm. So down a little bit. We expected that, though, not having the tax credits available to buyers, not having those inflated numbers. We expected those numbers to be down a little bit. So that's kind of what we've been predicting. However, when you look at average sold price, still hanging out there at about $203,000. And that's been pretty consistent over the last 4 months. So when the rest of the nation is headed down, you see us holding in there with strong prices right now. So that's very good news. A lot of homes under contract, and we're still looking at, as we've talked about on the show, we use as a baseline a balanced market being a six-month supply of homes. Mm-hmm. With the numbers we have right now and the inventory we have right now, we're at 5.6 months. It almost couldn't be more balanced right now. So we're kind of in that sweet spot in that balanced market. We're working. We're putting homes on the market. And kind of a contrast there with some real data that I wanted to give you guys, local versus national.
And plus, the pace may speed up or slow down. But when the value of the homes is not decreasing, when you have a healthy value, that's expected.
That's exactly right. And so that's keeping us real healthy and real good. We keep a very close eye on those numbers month to month, looking for trends, looking for changes. And so we'll continue to monitor that as we go through these winter months. So. Now, John, I know what you're going to say, but I wrote it down. So a lot of things to talk about right now. We're kind of in the midst of that holiday market. We talked about it a lot last month about proper decorating, not overdoing it if your house is listed during the holidays. Mm-hmm. In fact, we had our stager go out a couple times this week, meet with our clients, talk about proper staging as we put on some great new inventory this time of year. So we're kind of in the middle of that stuff we've been talking about, so don't wince too much. But I wrote down here, because of the huge number of calls that we're getting right now, it's not too early to prepare for the spring market. That's what I wrote down. John, I knew that was going to be your response, but here we are tomorrow.
Wow.
In case you didn't know, next couple days, you know, at the end of this week, it's going to be December 1. People are in holiday mode, but they have more time. They're starting to think, as we finish up this holiday season, what's going to be our next big move. Mm-hmm. And we had more than one. Let's see. I'm trying to think in my head here. I had more than five calls last week just on this subject of, okay, here's what we're thinking for the spring. Mm-hmm. What do X, Y, Z? What do I need to do, Lance?
And well, as long as they didn't say anything about pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training, we'll be okay.
Okay. Very, very good. So there's a couple things that I wrote down and that I talked to them about. I think one of the reasons we're so active right now is there's a couple places where we're spending a lot of extra money in marketing dollars right now, really kind of ramping up this time of year. And the reason I put down there, not too early to prepare for the spring market, because we are ramping up a lot of those programs and a lot of those things. What we're doing right now is making a lot of plans that will go into place, you know, January, February, the first part of the year. So one of the things that I wrote down, and this is just from being in the business, and this is one of the things, you know, that you develop, and I'm not talking numbers or statistics here, I'm just talking feel of how things go. If we get to January 15th, if we get past January 15th and we roll into that February 1st date, if there is not snow on the ground or we have a mild January, our spring market starts in February here in the Tri-Cities. And I don't know if it's a mindset issue, you know, or what happens, but if we have kind of that mild second half of January and we roll into February 1 without snow on the ground and without some super freezing temperatures, that's when our spring market really starts here, because people are able to be out there and be looking. And so one of the things that I wrote down here as we do that is, a lot of times as we list homes now, next month, you know, and into January, those are the homes that are in our publications. Still the hard copy publications that we put out. A lot of those publications end up being 40, 45 days out on the rotation. So we are going to be hitting that marketing right as, in case we have an early spring market here, right as that starts. So the other thing that I wrote down is what's going on and why we're tracking these numbers and statistics is there are really three things that we can control in that housing, in that, as we're putting that house on the market and as we're evaluating that. And one of the first ones that I know that happens a lot is the biggest one that we can really discuss is pricing. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been doing a lot of recently, is what has actually sold, what closed in November, what is happening right now with pricing, neighborhood to neighborhood, city to city, what exactly has been happening and how are we comparing to that? And so that has been a lot of what we've been doing, going after, and really just have been inundated with that the last couple of weeks. So a lot of listeners, like I talked about last week, calling in and taking advantage of that. So we're really looking at that pricing. We're looking at, okay, what information do we have available? Are there any recent appraisals in the neighborhood that we can get our hands in? Because a lot of times people are shocked, you know, that house closed, but what did it appraise for? You know, mm-hmm. I think that was a distress sale. Can we do a little research, make a couple calls, and find out what it appraised for when they had the appraiser out? So there's a couple different things we can do to dig a little bit deeper and really try to get that accurate pricing right now this time of year. And the next biggest thing on our list, and this is what people prepare for that spring market, and John, I know you know because you've heard me talk. What after pricing do we talk about?
Condition.
And that is really preparing, you know, for the spring market. Because mm-hmm. what's going to happen now a lot of times is you're kind of limited with what you can do on the outside. But yeah. this is a great time of year to start preparing with some of those indoor projects. You can get a lot of your painting done. You can get a lot of your decluttering done inside the house.
Cleaning the carpets,
especially. So as we wrap up with the holidays and we go into, okay, we are going to prepare for that spring market. Let's get our carpet cleaners in after the holidays. Let's pack up the Christmas stuff. Why we're packing up the Christmas stuff, why not pack up 30% of your other stuff that you need to get out of the house?
Maybe paint that wall that needs it.
So that's a great time to really deal with condition. And so, you know, you can rent storage units, get some of that extra furniture out and get rid of it. So that cleanup time period is a great time to work on interior condition. Once we know pricing and where we're at, where we think we're going to be at as we roll into that, then we can work on those condition items. We can have a list. I just listed a house this week where about 3 weeks ago I had given an owner a checklist, A, B, C, D, and E. Went through the whole checklist, got all those items done, and bam, we're right back on the market with amazing condition. So it really works well when we have that team environment. You can take 3 weeks to a month to work on that stuff, and then we can get that stuff listed, hit you in the early spring market mm-hmm. so that we're ahead of the curve.
Well, I noticed you'd mentioned, too, that some people say condition isn't marketing. But actually, it is, because you're improving the house to market it for more money.
Well, you're exactly right. In fact, another appointment I went on this week that was really interesting was I walked right in, I did a quick mental tally, and they said, what do we need to do? We need to sell. And I said, well, here's what we need to do with price. Here's what we need to do with showing instructions to make sure your house is as easy as possible to show. And then here is about, we need to take about $800 and we need to spend it on paint, repositioning, and a little bit of staging. And so really taking that $800 now could potentially save them $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 down the road.
Exactly.
But that stuff takes a little bit of time, and that's why we say we can actually be preparing now. Even though I know we haven't all finished our Christmas shopping, we can prepare for some aspects of the spring market. So when I come back, I'm going to talk about some amazing houses now that are on the market that we recently put on. Great, great inventory. We're going to wrap up with a few more points and let everybody get on to their weekend.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on News Talk 87.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about prep for homes that are going to be listed. Now we're going to talk about some brand new listings that we have on the market right now. We've been picking up. I warned you last week there was fabulous inventory coming to the market, and we have some great new ones. Pick number one, just listed, 2650 Willowbrook Avenue. This is one of those South Richland homes mm-hmm. in Willowbrook, a rare find because you've got four bedrooms, 2.5 baths, 2,246 square feet, and taking a lot of the worry off your back, new roof was just installed. I mean, literally in the last month or two.
Mm.
So brand new roof. You've got family room, living room separate, dining room, kitchen. You've got an eating nook and a three-car garage with an amazing backyard. Fantastic yard. And you've got an open deck overlooking the yard. I mean, this is hard to find in South Richland. You're getting this at a price of $235,000.
Wow.
I'm telling you, to get on that Leslie Gage corridor and get in those neighborhoods for $235,000, this is a deal. This is why it's on the pick three, and this is a phenomenal house. Okay, pick number two for all of you people, first-time home buyers out there looking to downsize, mm-hmm. don't want to go through the hassle of building new construction. Here it is. Better than new. This is at 5401 Jackson Lane in Pasco. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler in West Pasco, 1481 square feet. Super large kitchen, brand new appliances. It's got upgraded cabinets, beautiful cabinets with the raised ceilings. It's got a living room, fireplace, huge master bedroom with a walk-in closet. You've got just a fantastic floor plan, all painted, and fully landscaped yard and fenced in already.
Wow.
All of that are those bonuses that you're not going to get with new construction right away, mm-hmm. that you can take advantage of this. This is a job relocation. They are moving. They've priced this at $160,000. Basically, brand new construction, Rambler, 1481 square feet. You are not going to find that for $160,000 in West Pasco. So pick number two. We expect to be moving somebody into that home by Christmas.
That's a Black Friday. That's a Black Friday weekend special.
That was the leftover from the Black Friday specials, the real estate specials that we have right now. Pick number three that we're coming off in honor of Black Friday yesterday. Pick number three that we're coming off of, 213 Bear Drive in Richland. This is a six-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath Rambler with a daylight basement in Willowbrook Heights.
Mm.
4,110 square feet, over 4,000-square-foot home up there in South Richland. Once again, tile floors throughout, living room, gas fireplace, oversized bedrooms, just tons of raised ceilings, coffered ceilings, fabulous, fabulous home. You've got that big rec area downstairs plus those extra bedrooms. That's right, McKay. I said six bedrooms. You're not going to find a six-bedroom home over 4,000 square feet, and this is priced at $350,000.
Wow.
This is the newest, lowest price per square foot home that you can get in that South Richland corridor. A fabulous option if you need that much space.
That's incredible.
So pick three, like I said, there are amazing homes on the market right now. Even though we're in the middle of the holiday season, there's a lot of people transferring in, a lot of people out there looking. We're showing, in fact, we're showing homes this week to a couple couples moving from Lewiston-Clarkston area. So people are making big changes and transfers this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's these types of homes hitting the market now that are getting shown that we're putting on, and there are some great, great deals out there.
Well, that gas fireplace alone, that cost you a couple grand to have put in your house.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And to get a six-bedroom home like that, it's just not going to happen for that price per square foot. You couldn't build it for that right now.
Wow.
So it's just there's some great deals out there for people that want to take advantage of those. Once again, if you want to see any of those, we are here and we are working. My direct sell line is 727-8977, or you can shoot us a message on kenmoreteam.com. So we've talked about some of the biggest things that we're getting ready for as we are talking about it a little bit early, but in my line of business, a month or two is not a little too early to do something major like a house transaction. So I know you're thinking of Christmas and still on those leftovers, but if you are thinking about selling, we're going over a couple of those points. We had some great ones in the beginning, and now we're kind of getting to, we're going to not talk about the third one, John, because it comes into play, but location being the third option that we were talking about, It is very difficult for me to solve a location problem because I usually can't move the real estate that we're selling.
Yeah.
So that one, we deal with the location that we're given, and so we factor that in, but there's obviously not a lot we can change about that. The next biggest point that we really went over is your marketing on the web is where is that house getting seen. So right now with the buyers we're getting, the leads that are coming into us, we are over now 93% of people finding their home online, getting to us through an online search or an online portal. And that number's been growing and growing, and you know, we're probably close to that saturation level. There'll always be another 6 or 7% that use alternate means or print advertising, that type of stuff. But it's a huge, huge presence. So one of our things is really making sure that all of our subscriptions that we have, the websites that we're targeting like Zillow and Trulia and Realtor.com, that we're on those websites. Not that we're just on those websites, though, but that we're monitoring that information, making the changes when necessary, and then upgrading those services when we can. So what you can do is we can pay extra so that when you do a search on those search engines, for instance, say you search for 3-bedroom, 2-bath, under 200,000, you'll get, 100 results returned. But what we found is that you can pay extra monthly so that in that 100 results criteria search, McKay, we can push our listings to the top of that search criteria so that now we've pushed you into the top 20 results or pushed you in the top 10. Come up on that first page so that we can increase the traffic and increase the page views of the home. So those are extra services that we pay for above and beyond what you're seeing. Next biggest thing really is having a video about the home, having a virtual tour so people can walk through that home and feel like they are right there in place, and then they can narrow it down that way. So a lot of times our consumers come to us now with these virtual tours with this, and they've already narrowed their home search to, say, their top four. You know, we used to show, 10, 15, 20 homes and to narrow it down. Well, a lot of times now the process is kind of expedited because the consumer comes to us and says, hey, I've already narrowed it down to these three. And I'm always, it's wonderful. I'm always a little shocked, but I'm like, oh, great. And a lot of times, I'll mention a house or say, oh, I have this one. And I mean, it's way different because they're always like, oh, I've seen that one. I've already seen that one. So they know the information and have spent the time.
News Talk 870.
So that's one of the biggest, things. I don't have to tell you bad. Marketing point number two we have is that an agent needs to have a good mix of buyers and sellers. You want to make sure an agent that you're looking at or considering, you want to make sure you have a good pool of buyers that you can pull from so that when you're marketing your listings and putting those on, that you're getting, 10, 20, 30, 100 calls, from buyers about other properties. Because it's very rare that a buyer will buy the first home that they call about. But a lot of times when we service that buyer, talk to them about other options we have in our inventory, a lot of times, just that follow-up alone will allow them to end up purchasing another home in our inventory. So if we can control that buyer side of that call, help them in any way possible, it's going to increase the number of buyer calls that we have coming in. It's kind of like more activity feeds more activity. And once you get that snowball rolling, it gets bigger every time it rolls down the hill. And so that's one of the things we really tell people to focus on. A lot of times too, if we've seen that inventory and been in that inventory, we can tell that buyer things that they might not have seen about the virtual tour on the house. That happens a lot of times, as we'll say, the virtual tour didn't do it justice. You really need to see the amazing view out the backyard. So it's those little things, those little changes, and those little tweaks that we have that really make a big difference. And then the last item is that I really wanted to go over is that in a time period where this time of year where a lot of people are cutting back or we see people advertising less, this is really the time of year where we're doing the opposite and already preparing for that spring market. So spending more on radio right now, keeping the show going like this, advertising these pick three listings on the show. It's that type of budgeting and increasing that this time of year will make a huge, huge difference when the rest of the messages are less frequent. So a lot of times in the real estate cycle and the business, is you see, for instance, our inventory has dropped from 1,368 listings to about 1,200 listings. So that cycle is dropping off. So as the number of listings is shrinking in the market, and we're increasing our advertising budget this time of year, we're doubling the effect of the message and able to get that out there. So that's one of the advantages that we have right now as we move forward into actually the first part of 2012. I mean, if you can only believe it. So as crazy as you think I am talking about that market right now, people always tell me enjoy the moment and stuff, and I'm going to with my family, but when we're talking real estate, we are looking ahead to our next cycle. And it is, I tell you what, it'll sneak up on us and be just around the corner.
It will be.
So we're working with those folks right now. Just some simple reminders out there. We have an amazing show planned for the rest of the year. Our next three shows, we have some amazing guests lined up. We're bringing some people in. I'm super excited about the experts and the people that you're going to hear from over the next 3 weeks. And we are just going to knock it out of the park and finish off the year right here, John.
And then get ready for spring.
That's exactly right. So enough said on that topic. We'll let our experts tell us about some other stuff over the next 3 weeks. Everybody, just enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. I'm sure everybody is in recovery mode right now. And so enjoy the rest of the holiday weekend. If there's anything you need from us, don't feel free. Don't hesitate to just give us a call. Give us a call. Go to the website, kenmoreteam.com, and we look forward to helping you in any way we can before the end of the year.
Absolutely. We will be back and probably still eating leftover turkey off our 18-pound bird next week here on News Talk 870.